Not for those passengers, the gilded coach, the glorious crown, the glamorous gown, but still white hats, handbags, gloves, and shoulder pads enhancing slender waists, and flowing mid-calf skirts, gladdening enough to validate their lipstick-red smiles, as they swung from railway coaches into the arms of lovers, still fresh from too few years since war-driven apart, gracing the occasion with hats, perhaps for some a tie and jacket, jostling with crowds down into the town, joining street parties, sitting with boys in shorts with clean faces and parted hair, and girls in short white socks, hair pinned aside. Too soon they returned, from paste sandwiches and jelly and ice cream, forcing back memories of parting at the doors of trains like these, of smiling faces of lovers who never returned, fighting against tears to make the most of years to come. With our Queen, we remember them as we return 70 years on. Along the line, lullabying along the line, embraced by emerald trees, steering the eyes to sapphire skies and swathes of purple, gold and daisy bright blooms fluttering in the breeze, conjures palettes of beams of light that artists dream of. Return. Perhaps it's those flowers smiling as the platform comes into view, and those birds perched on canopies, peering, that draw you from your seat towards the door as your train hums to a halt, and friendly faces at the gate bidding you good day. Lingering memories, these, that leave you longing to return.